Welcome to No Save for You, a podcast where I gather my thoughts about tabletop RPGs. My name's Cody. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone. I know this might seem a little odd coming from me. This is two episodes in a day, which I don't think I've ever done. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of show everyone I'm trying to take this a little more seriously. And yeah, I had an idea, and I thought I'd make a good episode or a quick topic. So I'm running Black Sands, or I'm working on the Black Sands campaign, and I'm running a session on Saturday, I think, if the guys are available. So, and the way the area that they're in is like right now, I'm calling it the Ruin Fields. So imagine if a bomb went off in like a metropolitan area, like Chicago or Los Angeles or New York, and then, you know, fast forward a couple of decades and imagine what that would be like. So there'd be ruined houses and businesses and buildings and all kinds of stuff. And then in the future, this, you know, the people that live there have built up a city on top of these ruins. So in the city itself, and then directly outside of it, it's the ruin fields. And basically, you know, the characters can crawl around, search for stuff, and if they find anything valuable, they can come back to town and sell it and get treasure that way. So I just need some maps. So I'm going to be trying to do a dungeon a day this week until Saturday. So that'll give me 5 or 6 to work with. And these don't need to be huge dungeons, just, 5, 6 rooms, and, you know, kind of focus on a theme. So, like I said, I need a source of maps. I'm doing this on Roll20, and I'm very comfortable with setting up maps that way. And, you know, I'm all in with it, so dynamic lighting, all that kind of stuff. I know Dyson gives away maps. I know Matt Jackson does. I think Tim Shorts does. But if you guys know anyone else who does maps or cool maps, let me know. And, you know, I'm not opposed to paying for maps. So if there's an artist out there that's, you know, looking for support, let me know. I have no problem kicking a few bucks to get some sweet art or maps. So, I guess I wanted this to serve as kind of like an open invitation. I think it's a cool creative exercise. You know, I don't normally partake or do these kind of things, but I think this is a small goal, kind of manageable for myself, and a good way to flex, stretch, and kind of strengthen my...
If that segment sounded like it abruptly ended, it's because I cut it off. I was going on a tangent there that just was not coherent or anything, worth listening to. So anyway, this will be me signing off. I guess I'm pulling the Rayotis ending here. Signing off. This has been another Plundergrounds. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all have a good night, and I'll catch you later. Well, folks, thanks for listening. You can find me on Discord and MeWe. Music on this show is by Lobo Loco. And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.